News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
10 to 9, Paralympians have been taking to social media to announce that they are not participating in the upcoming Paralympics. Instead, they want people to acknowledge that they are competing in the Games and that their athletic career is as serious as the Olympics. We're joined now by Irish Paralympian cyclist Rochelle Tierney. Morning, Rochelle.
Hi, how are you?
I'm well. Is this born out of a misconception that these Games are something other than competitive?
Yeah, I think it's just more so that the Olympics is like the main event and then the Paralympics is after it. Whereas really, like, the way we look at it is obviously we train for 4 years, we qualify over the 4 years, and then we come to compete. We don't just come to participate.
What impact does that have on the athletes themselves, that people aren't giving them the credit that, to be fair, they deserve?
I think it has improved like over the years. But no one in Team Ireland, I don't think it bothers any of us massively, because we all know how athletic we are, how much we've trained, how much time we've put in and all that. So it's just a case of trying to get that message across to everyone at home and to people watching, which I hope it has done and all the campaigns have done, yeah.
What is it like in the Olympic Village? Because, I mean, OK, it's new for the Olympians, but for the Paralympians, you're kind of moving in after the other crowd have been in there. Do they treat the Olympic Village in the same way for Paralympians?
Yeah, for us, it's everything is the exact same. Like, we're all treated the exact same when we get here. Same rooms, same beds, all that sort of stuff. So, yeah, it's exactly the same. Like, Paris 2024 is basically the logo of it. It's not the Paris 2024 Olympics or the Paris 2024 Paralympics. So all is the same, yeah. So we just arrived 2 days ago, so we just had really one full day here so far. So
right. And can I ask a question? What's the food like? Have they gotten any better at it? Because it was supposed to be brutal during the actual event.
I think it's great. Like, there's so much choice. You'd nearly have to be careful what you're eating. Like, you could eat all around you, really, if you wanted to. But we're here to compete, so we need to kind of watch what we're doing. But yeah, no, it has everything you want. Like, you know, can't ask for anything more. Yeah, it's perfect.
Can I ask about the beds? Because there was a lot of discussion about them as well, because they're made of cardboard. Comfortable or not?
Yeah, I think they are comfortable. Yeah, they're made of cardboard, but it's like only the bottom, really. You have your mattress then and everything, like mattress topper, all that crap. Bring your own pillow, sort of a job. So it's comfy for me anyway, but I'd sleep anywhere. So it doesn't bother me.
Fair enough. At least you'll sleep well no matter what. Is there some kind of obscure rule about the Olympic rings? Because some people in the Olympics have them tattooed on, some big, some small. Paralympians can't get them, can they not?
Yeah, so like the way I look at it is there's a Paralympic logo and there's an Olympic logo, like, and you wouldn't see the Olympians getting the Paralympic logo tattoo because they haven't been to the Paralympic Games. So it's a similar way that the Paralympics are saying, like, if you haven't participated in the Olympic Games, then you shouldn't have the Olympic rings, you know, which I agree with. Like, I'm a Paralympian and hopefully to be a two-time Paralympian. So I'm proud that I competed at the Paralympic Games. Like, I didn't compete at the Olympic Games, so therefore I wouldn't be getting the Olympic rings, you know. So I know I suppose the side around it is they don't want them to be visible at the Paralympic Games because it's kind of a trademark thing. But really, like, there are limited people who have competed in both. So, for example, there's a German pilot, tandem pilot, who competed at the Olympic Games as an able-bodied, and now he's a pilot or a guide for a visually impaired cyclist at the Paralympic Games. So that's a different situation. Okay. But yeah, for me, like, if anyone asks me, you know, they might mistake and say, oh, you were at the Olympics. I won't like go in and correct them straight away, but I'll just answer with, oh, I was at the Paralympics, you know, because I'm proud. Yeah. I'm proud I'm a Paralympian, that I'm here because I acquired a disability and now I can compete at the top end of the sport. Do you know, if I was just competing in sport as an able-bodied individual, would I be at the Olympics? Yeah, that's the way it is. That's
well, I suppose that was the question I was going to ask you, because, you know, you've trained really hard and you've got to the Paralympics. Was it part of your ambition before you acquired your injury that you wanted to represent your country? I mean, we all want to do it, but very few of us get the chance.
Yeah, so like for me, I acquired my brain injury at 21. So prior to that, I was really sporty, and obviously you'd watch the Olympics as a kid and you'd love to go. But for me, I was actually more football. So I think I had an ambition of playing in Croke Park as opposed to go to the Olympics. But then, like, after the injury and when I found cycling and when I found out, you know, I qualify for the Paralympics, that you know, that was my goal. Do you know, if I can qualify, if I can go, if I can learn and then compete to the best of my ability.
Okay, well, competing for Ireland at the Paralympic Games, which begin next Wednesday, cyclist Rochelle Timothy, best of luck to you and all of Team Ireland. Thanks so much for taking the time to talk to us.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR
on News Talk.